Appendix B, Fire Support Rehearsal. Fire Support FS rehearsals help a unit gain agility, achieve synchronization, increase initiative, improve depth of a force, and reinforce the fire plan's lethal and non-lethal effects integration into the operational scheme of maneuver. Essentially, the FS rehearsal focuses on maximizing the ability of fire support systems to aid the maneuver plan and achieve the commander's intent. The FS rehearsal may be conducted prior to the combined arms rehearsal, CAR, to augment preparatory efforts and refine and reinforce key FS tasks. Tip: if the FS rehearsal is held first, changes from the CAR may require a second FS rehearsal. If a CAR is not conducted, an FS rehearsal may serve as the primary preparation for execution of the fire support plan. The FS rehearsal is designed to allow detailed coordination and synchronization of the brigade's Fires Warfighting Function WFF activities through tactical positioning of delivery assets with observation assets and the scheme of maneuver. All parties will achieve shared understanding of the fire support plan, including the criteria to execute all fire support tasks, FSTs. It supports the brigade BDE commander by ensuring that all key tasks, such as FSTs, are met and are synchronized with the scheme of maneuver. Detailed synchronization with the scheme of maneuver occurs subsequently, during the CAR. Scripting the FS rehearsal. Agenda: utilize the fire support execution matrix. Prior to the FS rehearsal, the Fire Direction Officer, FDO, will announce the brigade consolidated target list by number, grid, and any special instruction for the targets. Response sequence. Establish the sequence early and reiterate during the rehearsal overview. Ensure it is posted visibly at the rehearsal site. Tip: if utilizing the radio technique, pay special attention to maintain the flow of responses due to participants' inability to see each other. Technique: units respond as they are deployed front to rear. Units with no targets state so, and backup observers are allowed to fire targets. The shortcoming to this technique is that often backup observers call the target prior to the primary, but this technique ensures every looker rehearses every target for the phase. Tip: the maneuver plan includes ensuring observers are in the proper location at the proper time to observe planned targets, commonly known as the BCT Commander's Observation Plan. Sequence of events. For each target address, grid location, trigger point, engagement criteria, primary and backup observer and communications method, method of engagement, and attack guidance, ensure the Field Artillery FA Battalion S3 presents the battery movement plans and out-of-action cycles. Rehearse the radar target handoff and include clearing the fires at the battalion level if the battalion fire support officers, FSOs, are involved. Rehearsal of counterfire during the rehearsal of priority targets is critical in rehearsing priority targets. Tip: direct the radar technician to insert one or two acquisitions per phase of the rehearsal. The FS rehearsal ensures the validity of the plan, illustrating why fires are needed in relation to specific maneuver events and what they are intended to accomplish. It crosswalks lookers with shooters and ties them to a conditioned event on the battlefield. It ensures the obstacle plan is coordinated with the FS plan and that both support the maneuver plan. Essentially, the FS plan is validated with the scheme of maneuver, the commander's intent, and attack guidance. Finally, it ensures the control measures for protecting and controlling aerial and ground forces are in place, integrated, and achieve a shared operational understanding.